So
welcome back to the third hour. today is July 10th.
And this section now we have an opportunity for sharing. And I would really what you find if you share something that you got that was important to you, that in the sharing is the manifestation actually of what happened to you. Who would like to share? Just unmute yourself and say your name, please.
Wendy.
Wendy?
Hi, this is Wendy. Yeah. And for me, the magic carpet was so much fun because when I was a little kid, I loved magic carpets. And then I didn't see anything about them until 100 years of solitude. And after that, I'd sort of forgotten about magic carpets. So I was like, whoa, this is cool. A magic carpet again. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I wrote in the chat, I wrote this book by Neville Goddard. It's called The Power of Awareness. Very interesting title for those of us in the Feldenkrais world. And this actually was brought to my awareness by Lindsay Dinkins-Eden's son, Sam. And for those of you who knew Lindsay, some of you were on the ceremony of her celebration of her life that we had the day after my birthday. That's why I still haven't gotten back to thank all the people who sent me birthday wishes, because I was just totally engaged in this incredible celebration of her life. She crossed the rainbow bridge from an aneurysm of the brain with her boots on, doing what she loved at the top of her game, as her son Sam said in our first discussion. And it's an incredible way to go, leaving behind just those of us who celebrated her life and felt enriched after a three-hour celebration. I'm so grateful for that time. And one of the things I got from Sam was this book that he's been studying for years. And I recommend listening to it. It is, of all, it's Greg Braden. Sam Eden, Lindsay's son, was turned on by Greg Braden to this book. Because he lives in Taos, and Greg Braden lives in Taos, and at a talk that he gave, he kept talking about this, referring to Neville Goddard. And it's really, really a precious book. So worth listening. Thoughts that we have. And I'm going to just ask people, just at random, and you can just wave at me if you don't want to say anything, but I'll encourage you, because it's really sometimes when you haven't been with the group for long and you don't trust, or you think what you have is not so important. So Friedel, may I ask you just for something or a question that came out of this forest, or what we did before with Eleanor with the heart? Are you still with us? She might have stepped away. Well, we'll see if you'll come back. So Tira, how about you? Something to share or a question?
It was a wonderful journey, and I had a feeling of joy at seeing animals from my past join me on this journey. And I felt a feeling of connection with my body.
Beautiful, beautiful. Did you have any part that, you don't have to say which, but some part that you had been ignoring for one reason or another that came forward to you? Okay, thank you. Denise, how about you? What came up for you?
Hi, I have nothing to share today because I'm only listening today.
Okay, so during your class, how was it? Did you?
Actually, we are very, very, very stressed, all of us, because the higher institution means we have to make many, many tests after Corona. And yes, me and the children are very, very stressed. It's actually a really bad time. And some girls came and I show them the heart hug. I tell you this on Tuesday. And for me also, it's every evening very important to make my tea touch session with my dog, because then I calm down. And it's very important for me today to know the tea touch method and can make this, because I can slow down. And that's what's important for me, actually.
can you do something to be proactive based on this work from Neville Goddard, this concept that we have power over our imagination? You don't have power over the rules that the education organization makes. You can't change that, but you can use your imagination to set the field with energy that we know before, from right here. We can set it for your next class so that you imagine. This is something that I did for years. I haven't done this for a while. I would imagine this circle of animals in the spirit world just being with us to bring their love, just pour love into the classroom. And when you do that, or something like that, you may find less stress. So it's just one. We don't have to be controlled by the rules. We do have our imagination. And boy, oh boy, something nobody told us, right? I never heard that before. I think I've been using it for years, but I never thought about it. Nobody can take that away from me. And listen, you all, the fact with this 1 1/4 circles, when we imagine, when we do the heart hug and we bring in the visualization of the clock, that visualizing activates our right brain. I'm going to keep saying this to you over and over until you really know it in your sleep. And the numbers on the clock and the method of doing it activates the left brain. So we have the whole brain possibility. So before you go in any situation that is uncomfortable for you, set up the field, create the energy before you go in. That is our possibility. We can either be victims or not. We have an opportunity for self-care in this way. So thank you for Denise. And if you want to call me in, I'll be there with you in spirit. You can I'm just going to be the witness with a big crystal sitting there, just being with you and calling in all the dogs and horses who've ever been important to you. Oh, dogs, not you only came to the horses, you think, because you wanted the dog information, but they have a role also. So I'm going to bring these around you next time you want to call me in.
Yep, I will do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Raisa, you can unmute yourself. I see your hand is raised. Oh, Raisa, I didn't pronounce your name. So.
Hey?
Yes. I think your Wi-Fi is stuck a little bit.
I can't see her.
Oops. I think we lost her. Okay. Oh, there she is. Okay. Can you try talking now? You were frozen.
I was frozen. Okay. Now I just wanted to say that I worked with demented people, patients for the last years. And the interesting thing is that one of the tests to see whether one has dementia, Alzheimer, is to have them draw a clock, and they can't do it anymore. And that shows that they are actually have Alzheimer. And that I thought was very interesting about the clock.
Yes, and something for you to know. My husband, Roland, was the director of the Alzheimer's Caregiver Association of Hawaii for 10 years and took care of his father at home with Alzheimer's. And so we've been working with Alzheimer's for years. And one of the things, Eleanor did a video when we worked with a senior center in, I think it was Illinois, a few years ago, with T-Touch. And what we found is that over the years, if one of our practitioners would like go to see their grandmother who didn't know anybody anymore and just reach out and on the arm, just quietly like this, just this 1 1/4, like 3 second circles with a pause, the response was, oh, Jean, it's you. And then recognize her the next time. This happened to a number of people. We have another one I must put in the on the Facebook for you to see, because it's one of our practitioners from one of the participants in the last year's training whose mother had to be sent to an Alzheimer's center because they could not work with her anymore at home. And she started doing T-Touch on her, and she has video, which we're allowed to show, of her mother actually communicating and connecting and walking after she did T-Touch with her. We have a number of other practitioners who have done the same thing. Jean-Marie Dufour in the Switzerland, who's a Feldenkrais practitioner, but also a T-Touch practitioner for humans. And when she does T-Touches on people with Alzheimer's, she could connect with them and calm them. And that's what you want to take. And what we should do for you is gather those stories for you to take to, are you working in a center?
Actually, I was working for first in a service that goes home to people, and in the last years in a nursing home, old people nursing home, Alzheimer's. And it's a pity I'm in pension now and I didn't know this before, but I still go with an Italian woman who has Alzheimer's. I go for a walk every week now.
And you will find if you just reach up on her shoulder and do this 1 1/4,
mm-hmm.
you will find a different potential for her presence. And we've been doing this for years. I mean, that's not, something for you to really incorporate. Eleanor, can you help me remember to put that up in the that video up from it's Marguerite in the
where bedroom. Do you want to put it, Linda?
On the Facebook site. Can I have to ask all of you a question? How many of you have gone into the membership site and are able to access the recordings that we put up there? They're usually up there by Tuesday or Wednesday after after the Saturday class. Raise your hand if you've gone to look at those. So Nancy, Leslie, Wendy, and Frances, Jennifer. So a lot of you aren't accessing them. I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be easier, do you not have the time, or is it difficult for anyone to get into the membership? Has anyone had trouble getting into it? Teresa, we have to work with you. We have to, because it's not, I find it not easy at first. So
I wonder if one person is raising their hand, then it's probably more. And then if that's the case, maybe we send an email out to everyone that's in the class explaining how, yeah, Dilly's nodding her head to that. I think that would be a good idea to, rather than working individually, you can do that too, but send an email out, 123 ABC, how to get into the site.
Yeah, yeah, we have that email. So if you will remind me, when Kirsten gets up, we'll send her an email. But if anyone has trouble, because sometimes you still have trouble, even, and that's what we've discovered. So other, what I would like to know now, because this is our time for questions and answers and clarification. And so, Lauren, I'm going to jump to the question, what you said about that it didn't help you. So I wasn't, that is to do the T-touch on your abdomen, because I wasn't clear enough on what I'm actually doing. And so what I do is start, and I'm going to make you this little video, but I haven't done it yet. So I don't know if you can see this, but wait, hold on. I've got a filmmaker coming with his wife to live with us for a couple of weeks, and we're going to be able to do some of this stuff now. Find me. And then Jennifer, I see your hand is up, Will. So I start lying down. I start just feel like just inside your, just above to the right of your pubic bone, you start in the ascending gut here.
Ascending colon,
thank you. I put both hands here. I do a circle and a quarter, just lightly. And then I go straight in and hold and come out. And I do this, I'm choosing now. And I reach up and I follow this, of course, lying down with your knees up is the best bet to do this. Come way up like this. Now you'll find often, notice I'm doing a little step. Look, step to the next point. And as you come around, like I've had, I did a 3-day fecal check and found that I had some very unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract. And when I would get right to here, whoa, I could barely touch in there. So I go way lighter and would go all just tiny, tiny circles around it and then keep going down, all the way down. And you always go from the right to the left to the descending colon, and then go down. Now, I'm told, and maybe it was actually, I think it was Jennifer that you said it's important, and I'd never heard this. It's important to really like up and down, don't go around. So you don't confuse.
Correct, correct. This. And the reason why it can be tender on the upper left is because you're not actually touching the colon there, you're touching the pancreas. And you may even be pushing up against the spleen because the colon wraps behind there and goes down. So if that's uncomfortable there on the upper left, it's because you're touching the pancreas.
So, and in less than 3 or 4 minutes, it can be totally okay. So when you find pain, you go lighter, and whatever it takes to be light, talk to it, just like visualize first. If I can't sponge in because it's painful, I do my 1 1/4 circle, imagine going to the center and laser in, I send that laser cell to cell. And in a couple of minutes, you can take that away. Jennifer, I see your hand up, and Angela.
I think Dilly had hers up first. I think okay, if we can whatever. Let no, Dilly.
Yeah, I can't see all the hand. I can only
that's
see.
That's okay. Half of it. I got it.
Dilly.
It was just an experience I had in the journey into the forestry.
Oh, perfect. Great.
I have a few physical heart issues, as well as very high blood pressure. And I got to the heart and I really felt the need to do something there. I reversed the mirror and what I saw was like a nest of three little grey furry animals all in a circle with pink noses. And they were, it was like they'd shut off. They were sort of in their little cave almost, and they weren't going to come out. And I sort of felt them, and they were warm, and I could feel their heartbeats. But it felt that that was me. When I was a very young child, I had a very bad experience of having been separated from my parents for a year. And it felt like that was me. And after that, it felt my life was really sort of grey. But if I looked before that, there was light. And it was just, I just felt the need to fill that with the most beautiful etheric green light. And it was, I just wanted to love those little animals. And that's what it felt like.
So that will probably most likely keep coming to you to change that.
Yeah.
And that's, it's so beautiful when we allow ourselves this imagination, which is, you know, really connecting at another level. Wow. And can you, how does that feel before that time you were separated? How did you feel?
I just sort of felt really carefree and light, and everything was color and sunlight, and it just felt lovely. And then suddenly after that, everything just went gray. And talking about loving yourself, it's the thing I've really had such a struggle with all my life. And people tell me how lovely I am and how much they love me, and it's almost words that just come here and never sink in. And when we did the other Tuesday, not last time because I couldn't do last Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, and I'm just trying to look through my notes, I suddenly wanted to write down in great big letters on my notepad, I am beautiful. I love me. I love my body and my spirit. And it was, and I looked back at it and I thought, oh my word, I wrote that. And it was such a shock. But since I've been doing Tea Church on myself, things have changed me so much. I get very, very stressed about things. And now I can almost look at them calmly and logically, and I keep almost looking at myself thinking, oh my word, is this me? And it's only since I've been doing particularly the heart hug, and it is just absolutely amazing, and I am just so, so grateful. Thank you.
And may we quote you?
Please do. Please do. I really would love to share that with people, because it was so powerful, and I just want other people to feel the change that I felt, and I still can't believe what a change that is.
And so with those little beings, those three little beings, what would happen if you go to them and take a little journey back to that time before you were separated and how you felt. And I think it's chapter 4 in the book, You Are the Placebo, when Joe Dispenza talks about this experiment where they set up how they felt, you know, the music that you might remember. I don't know if you, but images you would remember from before, because that will, what they said, that there were actually physiological changes then that happened. And maybe now you don't need that. Maybe you can, it'll be interesting to see how this, what this means to you, what happens now.
I was only 2 years old at the time, and my mother got right. My mother got TB, and my father couldn't cope with me, and so I was sent to my mum's twin sister, that a long, long way away, and I didn't see either of my parents for over a year. And my memories before that were mainly of the dog we had, the family dog. He was my sibling. He was my love of my life. And I've always had that amazing connection with dogs all my life.
Did he come to you this time?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Rover. Rover. And it was the first word I ever said, upsetting both my parents, because I didn't say mummy or daddy, I said Rover.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Can I just add something that came to me before this journey? And it was just a funny thing, really. It was when we were talking about the mirror and saying, I love you, and all this sort of thing. And it really reminded me of the film Avatar. And what they say in that is, I see you. Meaning that the divine in me recognizes the divine in you. And I always love that, because it's such a simple phrase, but it means everything, is I see you.
And that's so beautiful. And that's what the Hawaiian is. That's what you put on them. You think, right. I see the divine in you.
Yeah.
Those are the exact words. And that's what we're seeing with the mirror. When we hold that up, the other side, that is seeing. We are seeing our divine self. We are miracles. So we only have 20 minutes more, because we have to stop at the hour. So thank you so much, Dilly. That is so heart touching. Thank you. Who was next?
Jennifer.
So I just have a mundane, but I hope helpful hint going back to accessing the recordings. In the banner, there's those three lines and I couldn't see them. But once your tech said, oh no, get to three lines, and I could open that, then there was no problem accessing the recordings. And in terms of the journey, you know, when you said, what parts of you do you love? And it's like, I don't love any part. But then, you know, bringing in the light was very helpful, and I can feel it making very positive changes. So thank you.
Beautiful, Jennifer. And one of the things that has helped me, because there have been times in the last few months when I could barely get off the floor. I mean, I had to be helped off. Roland had to help me. And those of you who know me, that's not who I am. Or I'd be lying in bed and I feel wonderful, and then I get up and I can't move. I mean, barely move. And then, so I shifted that consciously, thanks to this. I mean, of course I've been working with this in other ways, but not like since I did, I listened again to You Are the Placebo. And what I'd been doing was not, I was giving gratitude, but not to the parts that are working. And as soon as I just, and then I went back to how I felt before, because one of the things that started this is Roland saying to me, like when this first started to happen in April last year, well, what do you expect? You're 84. And I became 84. And 84 for most people is not how I am. And just from doing, you know, thinking, okay, what do I feel like? Well, what, 40? I mean, that's actually the truth, is how I feel sitting here. And so that's really made a huge difference to me, to use these pieces from You Are the Placebo, to give thanks to the part that does work. The fact that I can sit here and talk, you know, that I can actually stand up and walk might not be easy sometimes. But if we can look at what are the parts that are working and spread that out. Angela, you are next, Manatee.
Hi, everyone. Well, for me, it is love that is just coming across really, really strongly. And I mentioned to some of you on Tuesday how with my back, Linda had me working on the different parts of my vertebrae and imagining an animal. And I imagine, so the manatee has to come into it. So that sort of, I imagine that around me, giving me the strength, reminding me, this is the back that 2 years ago climbed Kilimanjaro. Come on, girl, we can do this. And I have that gentle sort of movement, just gently, just let's just nurse that back into shape. And each sort of, then the sort of three animals I've chosen, each of them brings that reminder of the strength or something. So I then sort of remember, I've got a little otter that comes, and it's actually doing, I'm visualizing it doing T-touch on my, on that vertebrae. And I sort of, I find it so helpful. It's just reminding me there is strength there. You will get this back. Focus on that perfect back. Then hands me over to Goldie, the pony, and I'm doing heart hugs on her. I'm visualizing doing the ear strokes. I'm then on riding her, I'm galloping through the fields and reminding myself of how I was doing all this and I will get this back. And then the next one is my dog, my Labrador. And this I think, will, Dilly, you might find this really helpful, because sometimes it's really hard to imagine loving yourself and thinking of all the amazing good things you do. And this is where my dog in my visualization is saying, remember all the amazing things you've done helping me, helping other animals, helping people, and how I rehomed him and we worked together on all these problems he had. And it's like, they're a thing in the past now because you put in the time and the effort to help other people, to share that love. And I just keep visualizing that. And his hair, which drives us all mad, I'm visualizing that all entwining and winding around my spine and going up, just creating that perfect spine. And that is a visualization that I'm getting, which is drawing the strengths of all the different animals, reminding me I love myself. I love being me and being, you know, helping people around me. And that's what's doing it for me.
Beautiful. And I'd like to read the manatee. So I can't remember. Oh, I got this idea from this was a birthday present from Kirsten. And it's this beautiful little Zuni wolf, the little figure of a little wolf. And he's carrying some, he brought some cornmeal. And so I thought, oh, we should be doing this for all of the tea touches. Like, what is the message that the animal brings? And so I chose the manatee first because that was the last tea touch that we got. And that was thanks to the part of the wrist that that Angela could use to reach her back. And she got to name it because that was her idea for that manatee. And this is the message from the manatee. Manatee symbolism reminds us that it's time to slow down and swim through your emotions. The manatee meaning guides you to let your feelings wash over you so that you can feel what is all percolating them. By allowing yourself to feel, you're also allowing yourself to move forward. Therefore, as you move forward with the spirit animal, you release the old emotional baggage that no longer serves you. Consequently, this will open up a new wide range of possibility. And trust is also a big message that manatee symbolism brings forward. When you allow yourself to move forward slowly and deliberately, one step at a time, you will accomplish your goals. In other words, trust the path before you. Furthermore, you must accept the guidance that you are receiving to get you to your objectives. And this trust, second T in T-Touch, stands for trust. And that's what we can learn to do, is trust ourselves, trust the direction. So I would like to just trust and ask if any of you, Penny, may I ask you just what, a penny for your thoughts?
A penny for my thoughts. Well, I just love this. As a coach, we talk about the head brain, heart brain, and the gut brain. You know, so it's all connected, and it was so cool to see the heart as a spiral. That was just beautiful, you know. And so, oh, I just love that. And I'm just getting all these different ideas of how to, you know, use T-Touch and touch myself along with breathing and the visualization. And it's just beautiful. I'm just loving it. So, I'm picking up a new puppy today, and I'm actually feeling really good about it because I'm kind of scared because I have a dog I've had for a year who's been very, he was abused, and he's 6 years old. And so I'm hoping this new puppy and him will get along. And so I'm kind of apprehensive, but doing the heart thing for me calmed me down, and it's like, okay, this is going to work.
So part of this work that we do, part of the T-Touch method, is the concept, if you want to change your animal, change your mind. You have to change your mind.
Yes.
What does that act, but let's think, what does that actually mean? It means using the energy. And it means, so you can now, you have a choice. You can use your imagination, and once you know, if you decide you want to read this divine matrix, in the first two chapters, if you only read two chapters of it, you will get something that will change your life. In terms of recognizing, now, Penny, we can all support you in putting out the energy that you will find a way to introduce these two beings. You don't just let them go together. You have to manage this, and you do T-Touch on your own dog and let them know you're getting the new puppy. So instead of worrying about it, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. As Jerry Jampolsky says, you can fear, love, or fear. What do you want to bring in? So when you wonder about it, we can't be in heart coherence.
Right.
And the sympathetic nervous system is activated when we worry. So think, okay, wait a minute. I can imagine, like, what's the name of your dog who's going to share the house now?
Winston.
Weston. And what type is he? Winston.
He's a miniature poodle mutt, you know, and he's 6 years old, and he's just a sweetheart.
Which means he's very smart, right?
He is smarter than me.
He's extremely poodle plus a poodle cross plus you recognize. Now, you really, it behooves you to explain to him. So why are you bringing in another dog?
I've talked to him quite a bit, and he's okay with it. I'm bringing in another dog because he, as a shelter puppy, he didn't get a lot of going through the puppiness of becoming a puppy. And I've been working with him for a year, almost a year and a half now. And I learned from animal behavior that bringing in a puppy with him, he can go through puppiness with this new puppy and can reprogram himself and relearn what he didn't get. And so it was to bring a family together.
Beautiful. So the reason I just asked you that, what you said before is you were worried about it. So instead of worried, use your logic of what you just said. You've yeah. laid the field. They know you. Your dog is in agreement. I forget what's
his Winston. Name? And I talked to him, and he's anxious, but he'll be okay.
Okay. So let's ask him. I want you to just say, what do you think he's anxious about?
Okay, he's afraid this puppy is going to pick on him. He was a dog that was picked on when he was in his foster. And what I've told him is I changed his name from Shadow to Winston, and he chose that name, and it's a strong name. And I said, we've done a lot of energy work and clearing, so he is grounded now, and he's a very strong puppy, and that he's not going to be beaten up anymore by anybody. And so this little puppy that's coming in is a sweet little girl that wants to, you know, learn from him, and he's going to teach her, and she's going to, you know, teach him, and they're going to teach each other with me, and we're all going to learn together. That's what I've shared with him.
Perfect. So the fact is, however, you're responsible. So when you say teach, it's up to you, in my experience.
Okay. Yes, I'm a teacher. Manage. Okay.
There can be no opportunity for him to be beaten up.
No, there's no way. There's no way. I will protect him, and I will protect the little puppy. And I've told him that.
So if you just, as you know, explain to them, wait a minute, this is, you know, we have to be very respectful. So it's really helpful to have the two dogs in a situation where they're contained or controlled, so they can't just be free. And you do touches on the one, and the other observes, and then you do tea touches on the other.
Okay.
We've had great success in bringing dogs together in this way, or dogs and cats, or cats together that didn't want to be together.
And so, when I do tea touch on Winston, can I just do it where it feels like I feel like I want to do it on his chest? Or do you have special place?
Well, the thing is, you want to do it on the shoulders, on the chest, you know, just along the back to give him a stronger spine. I mean, you know.
Okay.
And just first heart hug, withers and chest.
Withers and chest, okay.
That you love him, and that this is going to help him, as you said, why you want this other little dog.
Oh,
and then you have a way to have him in a crate so he can be watching you work on the other dog, but work on him first.
Yes. He was left in a crate for 2 years, and I don't know how much he got out. So I've been working to crate train him, and he won't do that, but I have him on a leash.
Okay. And are you alone in the home, or?
I'm alone in the home. It's just the two of us right now.
So you have to attach him to something.
Yes. And I'm going to introduce them. Actually, I'm picking up the puppy this afternoon. I'm going to introduce them on their lawn, on my neighbor's lawn. Not on his house, not in my house at all.
And just have, so your neighbor can hold the puppy as you teach one dog and sit and talk, just talk together. And then she can hold Winston, and you can touch, what's the other little dog's name?
Lacey.
Okay. So
that's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you.
So Linda, we have a little bit less than 5 minutes.
No, we have 3 minutes.
Is there anything you want to leave us with?
Yes, that's about what I'm going to do. Thank you. We've got 3 minutes. And so what I'd like to do now is let's do a heart hug. And let's give thanks to that forest journey and all the animals and all the beings who were with us, all of the trees and the plants and the animals and the minerals, the crystals that you saw, the carpet that carried you, and the angels who were there with us, all of our guardian angels. And just know that whenever you find a part of yourself that you didn't dare or care to recognize before. And you acknowledge that part and give thanks to it. And remember that you are connected to all that is, all the beings on the planet. That makes a difference energetically. That opens some doors for those who don't have this support of us being together. And that means that every thought we have, every tea touch we have, every feeling, every emotion, and every belief that we have does make a difference. And every time we reach down and we do tea touch on a part of our body and we connect with this amazing, whoa, creative life force, this divine spark in every cell in our body. And when we wonder, and I mean that from a place of wonder, so the wow factor, when we look in the mirror or we look at our animals and we send that wow factor out into the universe, around the planet, and as in the movie Avatar, let's send this cascades of light into our heart, look down at your body. Maybe the parts that didn't work so well, send the light there. And wow, it's there, whatever. Send the light right in to every cell in the body. And I thank you for being here with us, creating this field, this heart field. And Eleanor, thank you for this beautiful, just opportunity to get to know our hearts in a new way. Blessings.
Thank you.
And our next.
And let's just, we can all say aloha and wave, and I will end the recording. Thank you.
And so the next class, number 3, our next class for Tea Touch for You, Inspired Self-Care, will be on Saturday, August 14th.
Okay, we look forward. And we see you, I hope, on Tuesday, many of you. And aloha.
Thank you.